为昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年8月9日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸地邀请到了我们深爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典不加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit. And today we study from text 23.
我们今天继续阅读圣典不加瓦坛第二篇第八章 Parikshita 王的提问。我们今天开始读的诗节是第二十六诗节。我们今天开始读的诗节是第二十三诗节。
Yata
Yata
Atmatantra
Atmatantra
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Yata Atmatantra Bhagavan
Yata Matantra Bhagavan
Vikridati
Vikridati
Atma Mayaya
Atma Mayaya
Vikridati Atma Mayaya
Vikridati Atma Mayaya
Vishritya
Vishritya
Va
Va
Yata
Yata
Mayam
Mayam
Vishritya Va Yata Mayam
Vishritya Va Yata Mayam
Udaste
Udaste
Takshivat
Takshivat
Vibhu
Vibhu
Udaste Shakshivat Vibhu
Vedase Shakshivat Vibhu
Yatatma Tantro Bhagavan
Yatatma Tantro Bhagavan
Vikridatyatma Mayaya
Vikridatyatma Maya
Vishrijya Vayata Mayam
Vishriya Vayata Mayam
Udaste Shakshivat Vibhu
Udaste Shakshivat Vibhu
Okay, word for word.
四对字
Yata
Yata Ru
Atmatantra
Atmatantra 独立的
Bhagavan
Bhagavan 至尊人格守神
Vikridati
Vikridati 享受他的娱乐活动
Atma Mayaya
Atma Mayaya 由他的内在能量
Vishrijya
Vishrijya 放弃
Va
Va 也像
Yata
Yata 如他所愿
Mayam
Mayam 外在能量
Udaste
Udaste 保持
Sakshivat
Sakshivat 作为见证人
Vibhu
Vibhu 全能者
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace
译文和要旨由圣舍舍帕帕提供 Ashu, you're still there, right?
Yeah
OK 译文独立自主的人格守神凭他的内在能量享受他的娱乐活动并在毁灭时把他们留给外在能量。他对一切始终保持见证者的身份。要旨，圣主 Krishna 作为至尊人格守神和所有其他化身的源头，是世上唯一独立自主的人。他通过按自己的愿望进行创造来享受他的娱乐活动，又在毁灭时把这些娱乐活动留给了外在能量。他甚至在还是母亲亚修的怀中的小婴儿时就已经开始享受他的娱乐活动了。光是凭他的内在能量就杀死了恶魔库特纳。当他想离开这个世界时，他制造出了杀戮他家族成员亚杜库拉的娱乐活动， 但却丝毫不受这种毁灭的影响。他见证着所发生的一切，但自己却与任何事情没有关系。他在所有的方面都是独立的。他跟希特王想对一切了解得更多更彻底，因此因为纯粹的奉献者应该弄清楚一切。译文：独立自主的人格守神凭他的内在能量享受他的娱乐活动，并在毁灭时把他们留给了他的外在能量。他对一切始终保持着见证者的身份。
Magyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashata Dishatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we continue hearing the questions from Maharaj Parikshit to his Gurudev, Shukadeva Goswami.
我们这里在继续聆听，帕克希特王在向他的 Shri Gurudev圣苏克德沃戈斯瓦米询问问题。
So he wants to know more about Krishna.
对，他希望能够了解更多的关于 Sri Krishna 的信息。
Because this is what pure devotees do.
因为这是一位纯粹奉献者所做的事情。
They want to know more perfectly.
因为他们总是希望能够了解的，就是更完美的去了解。
It's impossible to know Krishna completely.
当然了，根本就不可能完全的了解 Krishna.
Even Krishna himself does not know himself completely.
就连 Krishna 自己也不能完全的了解他自己。
Because Krishna's qualities, Krishna's potencies are always increasing.
因为 Krishna 的品质以及 Krishna 的能量、力量，它总是在不断的生成的。
Even Krishna is surprised by his own potencies.
Krishna, 自己都被自己的能量所惊讶。
Krishna sometimes is surprised by his own beauty.
Krishna 有的时候也会被他自己的美丽所惊讶。
When you see the reflection of his face in a polished marble in his palace in Dwarka, you say, wow, who is this beautiful handsome boy?
在 Dwarka 的宫殿里面的可以看见影子的这个大理石里，当 Krishna 看到他自己的影子的时候，他就特别的惊讶，说，哎呀，这个帅男孩是谁？
But of course, the moment after his knowledge potency also increases, so he understands it is himself.
那当然了，就是他自己的知识也是在不断的增加的，所以说呢，这之后他立刻就理解了，那是他自己。
So when the Lord comes, he comes with his internal potency. The Lord does not mix, does not connect directly with his external potency.
所以当主以他的内在能量来的时候呢，他不会直接的混进他的外在能量之中。
The only connection the Lord has with the material potency is in a yoga nidra, with a kind of a slumber, kind of a dream, sleep.
他只有在他的 yoga nidra 的这种状态下，他才会和物质能量进行接触。那这个 yoga nidra 的状态呢，也就是一种 slumber 的状态，一种睡眠的状态。
When Mahavishnu is manifested in a when and the incarnation of Mahavishnu is manifested in the material world, then from is like in a sleeping state.
当 Mahavishnu 这一化身在这物质世界显现的时候呢，他所处的状态像是在是睡眠的状态。
Means is not active.
也就是说，他不是活跃的。
Because the Lord does not sleep like us. When we sleep, we become forgetful.
因为主他在睡眠的时候和我们是不一样的。当我们在睡觉的时候呢，我们就变得忘记了。
So Krishna is like in a yoga state. It's called yoga nidra, and in that yoga, in that sleeping state, he's enjoying internally, he's enjoying his pastimes with Lakshmi Devi.
所以呢，主他是处在一个 yoga 的状态，
yoga
的状态，处在 yoga nidra 的一个状态。那他这样的一个状态的时候呢，他在内在是在享受着他和 Lakshmi Devi 的逍遥。
There's a special expansion of Lakshmi Devi called Rama Devi.
那么这会儿呢 ，Lakshmi Devi 他有一个特别的扩展，被称为叫 Rama Devi.
So as Krishna is enjoying with his consort, as Mahavishnu is enjoying with his consort Rama Devi, he notices he gives attention, he notices that his second wife, Maya Devi, she's still asleep.
那么当这个 Maha, 就是当
Mahavishnu,
Mahavishnu 他在和 Rama Devi 在进行享受的时候呢，他注意到他的另外一位妻子 Maya Devi 还在睡觉。
Maya Devi is the material energy.
Maya Devi 是物质能量。
As Maya Devi has been dormant since the previous creation.
那么这 Maya Devi 呢，它是在之前的那次创造的时候呢，就开始处在了一个休眠的状态。
So when it's time for the Lord to create again, to manifest the material worlds, the Lord glances over this second wife Maya Devi to wake her up.
所以呢，当主他要进行下一次创造的时候呢。主他就用他的瞥视看了一眼他的这位第二位妻子 Maya Devi， 以这样的方式呢把他唤醒。
So wakes her up simply by his glance.
所以呢，他就用他的一个眼神就把他给唤醒了。
And through his glance, all the living entities are injected within the womb of Maya Devi.
那么就通过这个瞥视呢，使得所有的生物体全部都被注入到了 Maya Devi 的子宫中。
This is how the living entities who still have the individual souls who still have karma from the previous creation are given an opportunity to take birth in a womb of material energy to again continue performing their desired activities.
这就是说呢，在前世依然还有业报反应的这些生物体。然后这次呢，又有机会被注入到了 Maya Devi 的子宫里面，从而呢，能够在这个物质世界再次进行他们的活动。
She suggests to say the only contact with material energy is just by glancing at the earth.
所以说呢，就是主他和物质能量的唯一的触碰，就是通过用这个眼睛看了他一眼。
When he wants to.Contact Maya Devi directly, then Krishna extends himself in a very special incarnation.
当主他想自己本人和 Maya Devi 进行接触的时候呢，他会让自己扩展成一个很特别的化身。
This is an incarnation that is a transformation of himself.
那这个化身呢，是他自己的。本人的一个转换。
Like you know, you have milk, and if you add an acid substance to the milk when the milk is boiling, that the milk can turn into curd.
就比如说呢，这我们有牛奶，那么当我们的这个牛奶往里头加入一些特别的物质，然后呢再把它进行熬煮的时候呢，这个牛奶它就会变成凝乳。
Many devotees in China already know to make that thing. You call that cheese.
We call it what, sir?
You call that cheese.
Oh, 那很多奉献者呢
curd is cheese.
Yeah, 那很多贡献者都知道怎么来做这个东西，这个它被称为叫 cheese 奶酪。
Or you can also to turn the milk into yogurt.
那这牛奶呢，也可以把它转换成酸奶。
So what is yogurt? Yogurt is milk.
那酸奶是什么呢？酸奶其实就是牛奶。
But is milk transformed?
但是呢，它是由牛奶转化而来的。
Means we cannot use yogurt in the same way as we use milk.
那也就意味着，当我们在使用酸奶的时候呢，它的使用方法跟使用牛奶的方法是不一样的。
Because yogurt is a transformation of milk.
因为酸奶它已经是牛奶的一种转化了的形式。
So the transformation of Mahavishnu to contact directly Maya Devi, that is Shambhu.
所以呢，和 Maya Devi 来进行接触的这位转化了的 Mahavishnu 是 Shambhu。
Shambhu is the original form of Lord Shiva。
那 Shambhu 呢，它是主 Shiva 的最原初的形象。
So actually, that glance of Mahavishnu over Maya Devi, that glance becomes Shambhu Shiva, and Shiva.Is going to have intercourse with Maya Devi and is going to, because he carries with him all the individual souls with karma, so they are injected like a man injects the semen inside the womb of a mother.
所以说呢 ,Mahavishnu 他对 Maya Devi 的这个撇是实际上是通过山谷来进行的，是由山谷他完成了这个事情。那山谷呢是主希瓦，也就是说呢是由主希瓦他和 Maya Devi 进行了这个就是在性事的这个活动，然后从而呢才使孕育的这个过程完成。也就是说呢是山谷他把这些生物体的这个精子给注入到了 Maya Devi 的子宫里面。
So this is how the conditioned souls.With karma that they were inside the body of Mahavishnu waiting for the next creation. This is how they come out and they are impregnated in Maya Devi and then they will receive bodies according to their previous karmas.
这也就是说在之前还有业报的这些生物体他们留在了 Mahavishnu 的体内然后再等着下一次的投生然后所以呢他们就通过这样的一种方式从被注入到了Maya Devi 的子宫里面，然后呢，是他们有了机会能够继续在这个物质世界进行他们得到的相应的躯体的活动。
When you visit the holy dam, sometimes you see, particularly in Vrindavan and Mayapur, there are always some deities of Lord Shiva in different directions.Of the holy dam, there is one in the north, one in the south, east, and west. They are called the protectors of the dam.
那当我们在去圣地马尔普或者圣地文达文的时候呢，我们就会在圣地的不同的方向，四面八方的这四个方向呢，见到主希瓦的神像。那么这主希瓦的这些神像呢，被称为是圣地的保护者。
So there, Lord Shiva is in a position of a great Vaishnava.
所以在那里呢，主希瓦的地位呢是一位伟大的奉 Vaishnava.
Many people in India worship Lord Shiva.
在印度，很多的人们都会崇拜主希瓦。
But they worship Lord Shiva as a very powerful demigod.
但是呢，他们是把主希瓦当成是一位很有力量的。半神人来崇拜的。
And Lord Shiva is very merciful. He can very easily satisfy the material desires of their worship, of his worshippers.
而主希瓦呢是非常仁慈的，所以呢他很容易就会去满足他的崇拜者的物质的愿望。
But in the holy dam, Lord Shiva is in a position, in the capacity of a Vaishnava.
但是呢，在圣地呢，主希瓦他所处在的这种位置，他所展现出来的这个能力呢，是一位 Vaishnava。
That's why he's considered one of the greatest Vaishnavas.
所以为什么他会被认为是最伟大的 Vaishnava 之一？
So while this incredible, when you visit those, when you see Lord Shiva, have you ever seen any deity of Lord Shiva?
比如说你有没有大家有没有看过主希瓦的神像？
Like a deity of Krishna with a head, arms, and legs. Have you seen?
你有没有看见过主希瓦这样的神像？就是像主希瓦的主 Krishna 的神像一样，有头，有身体，然后有臂膀的这样的神像。大家有没有见过这样的神像呢
？No.
没有，我们是没有见到的。
No. It's just like a block of stone that is incrusted in a base.And that's it. And then they put the marks of Vaishnava Tilak or Shiva Tilak, and that's it. That's what is Lord Shiva. It's called Shiva Linga.
其实我们看到的主希瓦的这个形象呢，它就是像是一块这个石头一样，然后呢是被坐在这个座上，然后呢，奉献者会把它给。贴上这个 Vaishnava 的这个标志，比如说给它抹上提拉克等等。那么这个就是主希瓦的神像，它被称为叫 Shiva Linga。
Linga means the male organ, male sexual organ。
这个 Linga 的意思呢，就是男性的生殖器。
But that pole represents the sexually male organ of Lord Shiva.
所以说呢，主希瓦的这个形象，它所代表的是主希瓦的，就是他的这个男性的生殖特征的这个特征。
And this round thing like a pillar goes inside the base. That base represents the female sexual organ.
然后呢，他这个形象是，就是这根柱子，它是插在。一个基座的，那么这个基座呢，它就被代表的是女性的生殖器官。
But if you have never seen, you can do internet search for Shiva Linga, and then you will see.
如果大家从来没有见过 Shiva Linga 的神像的话呢，你可以在网上互联网上查一查 Shiva Linga， 就能看见它的形象的样子。
So this represents the impregnation of all conditioned individual souls within the womb of Maya.In the beginning of the creation.
对的，这个神像它所代表的意思就是在创造之初，所有的这些受条件限制的这些生物体都被注入到了 Maya Devi 的子宫里面，就是这指的是它的孕育。
So this all happens by Krishna's arrangement, but Krishna is not involved in any aspect of that.
所有这一切呢，都是由 Krishna 的安排所发生的，但是 Krishna 他自己本人却没有介入其中。
So everything that's happening in the material world is under Krishna's control, and Krishna witnesses everything, but Krishna does not get involved in any activity within the material world.
所以说呢，在物质世界所发生的
with the material energy, sorry, does not involve in any activity with the material energy.
所以说呢，在这个物质世界所发生的这一切呢，都是由 Krishna 他的控制下安排的，而且呢，也是由控制 Krishna 他来维系的所有这一切。但是 Krishna 自己本人却没有和他的物质能量有任何的丝毫的触碰。
So when Krishna comes to the material world, he comes in his original form, which is spiritual, and he comes with his internal potency.All these associates from the spiritual world, and there is no mixing with the material energy.
所以说呢，当 Krishna 他来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他是以他原初的形象来的。那也就是说呢，他原初的这个形象其实是灵性的，并且呢，他和他所有的这些在灵性世界的这些同游一同前来。但是他们来到这以后呢，却完全的没有和就是他的物质的外在能量有丝毫的触碰。
So this shows that Krishna is never in direct contact with material energy.
So this also 表示了 Krishna 他从来就没有直接的和他的外在能量有任何的接触。
So when he participates in many activities within this material world, is using his spiritual energy, not the material energy.
所以呢，当他在这个物质世界从事活动的时候呢，他在用的是他的灵性的能量，而不是他的物质能量。
Not like the individual souls, the conditioned souls, when take birth in the material world. Even though we are spiritual, we become involved with material energy.
不像我们这些个体灵魂，虽然这个体灵魂它是灵性的，但是呢，当投生在这个物质世界之后呢，就立刻的卷入到了物质能量之中。
We become absorbed in material energy.
而且我们也就变成了沉醉在了这个物质能量之中。
And we identify ourselves with material energy.
我们也会认同于自己就是这个物质能量。
Like now, we all identified with our bodies.
比如说现在我们大家都认同于我们就是这具躯体。
And if our bodies are tired, we feel tired.
比如说如果我们这躯体要累了的话呢，我们就会感到很累。
If your bodies need food, we feel hungry.
如果是这个躯体需要食物的话呢，我们就会感到饥饿。
So and if the bodies give pain, we are very disturbed.
如果是这个躯体它要是给了这个疼痛感的话呢，那我们可是很受打扰。
We are totally affected by these material bodies.
对呢，我们是完全被这物质躯体所影响的。
And these material bodies are made of material energy.
而这躯体呢，它这物质躯体呢，是物质能量所构成的。
In reality, we have absolutely nothing to do with this material energy.
但是从现实情况来说呢，其实我们和这物质能量是没有任何关系的。
We also belong to the supreme spiritual energy of the Lord.
因为我们也是属于主的至尊的灵性能量的。
But because of identifying ourselves with this material situation, material bodies, everything, then we become involved in material activities.
但是就是由于我们认同于自己的这具物质躯体，以及认同于所处在的这种物质的状态，所以呢，我们就开始让自己卷入到了所有的这些物质的活动中。
But the reality is that the spiritual soul does not engage in any material activity.
但是实际情况呢，就是这灵性的灵魂，它从来就没有真正的卷入到任何的物质的活动中。
Material energy is moved under the control of the Lord by the supervision of the Lord, and is moved by the particular demigods who are in charge of the different activities of material energy.
这个I said the soul, right? The
individual soul is not involved in material activities. The material energy, the material activities are under the control of the Supreme Lord and are carried out by the different demigods in charge of the different aspects of material energy.
Okay.那么就是这个灵性的灵魂呢，它其实是没有和物质能量相触碰的。但是呢，这个物质的躯体呢，它是在这个主的这个总体的控制之下，是通过不同的半神人的管理，然后进行了不同的活动。
So Krishna is the super soul in the heart. When we desire to act in a certain way, if we deserve, then Krishna allows the activity to happen, and the activity happens because of the demigods who move the different parts of material energy.
那么这个Krishna 呢，他作为超灵，他处在每个生物体的这个躯体里。那么当 Krishna 他发现这个生物体他有了这个愿望，并且他觉得这个人他值得去满足他这个愿望的时候，那么他就会安排这些半神人们通过这个物质能量让活动产生，从而让他能够去满足他这个愿望。
But because of being identified with the material body, we think that we are doing those activities.
但是就是由于我们认同于我们的这个物质躯体，所以我们就觉得我们是这些活动的作为者。
Because we don't see all that arrangement that is going behind.
因为我们看不到在后面所发生的这一切安排。
So material, we don't have any direct contact with material energy because we also belong to the superior spiritual energy of the Lord.
实际上呢，我们也并没有和这些物质能量有任何的直接的触碰，因为我们也是属于主的那至尊的能量的。
But we become involved in material energies because of with material energy because of our desires, independent desires.
但是呢，我们却被卷入到了这个物质能量里面的原因，就是由于我们有这种相对，有我们独立的欲望。
Material energy is also Krishna's energy.
但是物质能量呢，它也是 Krishna 的能量。
It's a transformation of the spiritual energy.
它是灵性能量的一种转化了的形式。
That's why Krishna can.As he expands material energy from his spiritual energy, he can also transform material energy into spiritual energy again.
那也就为什么 Krishna 他通过他的灵性能量扩展出了物质能量，然后最终呢，这个物质能量它也能够再转化回灵性能量。
The same way we can use material energy.For a spiritual purpose and spiritualize material energy.
同样，我们可以用我们的物质能量去从事灵性的活动，然后呢，使物质能量变得灵性化。
Like for instance, when we cook food to offer to the Lord. If you cook with devotion, with intention to please the Lord, and offer according to the standard method, then.That food that is made of material ingredients becomes spiritual, becomes transformed.
那就比如说，当我们在做食物的时候呢，我们所怀的意图呢，是要为主来做这个食物，要把这食物供奉给主。那么，从而呢，就使得这个由物质能量它所构成的这个食物就变得灵性化了。
So when Krishna performs activities in this material world, it's all carried out by his internal spiritual energy.
所以说呢，当主他在这个物质世界在从事活动的时候呢，全部都是由他的外在能量来完成的。
So he can perform incredible pastimes without any difficulty because he is not affected by material energy as we are.
所以呢，他并没有像我们这样被物质能量所影响，所以说呢，他可以毫无这个障碍的，不费吹灰之力的去从事任何他想从事的活动。
Krishna is always independent.
Krishna 他总是独立的。
He can do whatever he wants at any time he wants. Simply by his desire, things can happen.
他呢可以在任何时候去做任何事情。只要是他有这么一个愿望，这件事情就能发生。
Like material creation, which is such an incredible thing, all material creation is done by simply by glancing.
就比如说像这个物质的创造，这本来就是一件非常的了不起的一件奇事，不可思议的一件奇事，但是呢，它只是通过这么一个瞥视，这件事就完成了。
So when Krishna came to 5,000 years ago, he brought with him many of his associates from the spiritual world.
5,000 年以前，当 Krishna 来到这个物质世界的时候呢，他是从灵性世界带来了很多的他的同游一起来的。
So and also many demigods were pure devotees, were great devotees, also came to assist the Lord in his pastimes.
那当时呢？很多伟大的奉献者，纯粹的奉献者，这些半神人们，就是以半神人的身份而出现的这些伟大的纯粹的奉献者们，也是和一起来的，来协助他的逍遥时光。
We hear in the beginning of the Krishna story, Krishna appearance, that the Lord Brahma is praying to Hiranyakashipu Vishnu to please try to help.This planet Earth, because there are so many demonic kings creating disturbance.
在 Krishna 出生之前呢，我们就听到这样的故事：主 Brahma 他向 Hiranyakashipu Vishnu 祈祷， 因为在这个物质世界、物质星球里面呢，是在地球星宿里面呢，有很多的恶魔当道，所以呢，他就祈求主能够来帮助。
So Krishna said that he would come very soon.
所以 Krishna 就说呢，他会很快降临。
But he told the demigods to first appear, to appear in the Yadu dynasty.
但是呢，他让半神人们先他一步的显现在亚杜王朝。
So he wanted the demigods to participate also in his transcendental pastimes.
所以呢，他希望半神人们也参与到他的超然的逍遥时光之中。
Because the demigods are all great servants, very very nice servants of the Lord in managing the material creation.
因为呢，这些半神人们呢，也都是主的非常的精道的。仆人们，特别是在管理关于物质创造的这件事情上。
So Krishna wants to give them opportunity to also perform some personal service.
所以呢 ，Krishna 也希望能够给他们一些机会，让他们能够从事亲身的服务。
But when Krishna decides to leave this planet, wind out his pastimes in this material world.
但是当主他决定结束他在这物质世界的逍遥时光的时候
，It destroys all his family.
他把他整个的家族都给毁掉了。
So he makes arrangement, makes a very special arrangement to kill all his family members.
他呢就做出了一个很特别的安排，杀死了他所有的家族成员。
But who can kill them? They are all powerful demigods, us and many associates of the Lord. Nobody in this world can kill them.
但是谁能杀死他们呢？因为这些都是非常的有能量的半神人们，而且呢，穷游。
Krishna arranged for a pastime where they apparently get intoxicated by drinking rice wine.And they became intoxicated and then start fighting with each other and they kill each other.
对呢 ，Krishna 他就安排了这样一段逍遥，然后呢，让这些家族成员们呢一起喝一种米酒。当喝完米酒之后呢，大家就都醉了，醉了之后呢，就开始相互的互相残杀，以至于彼此之间把自己给杀死了。
All this is arranged by the Lord.
但所有这一切呢，都是被主所安排的。
It's just for the outsiders who have no noticed that it's like the play of a magician.
那么这个让外边的人看起来呢，好像是一个魔术师在变戏法儿。
Because in fact they didn't even kill themselves. They just perform a pastime that look that they were killing themselves and then they disappear. Means they went back to their abodes.
那实际上呢，他们也没有真正的杀死，这只不过是他们做出来的一场戏，看出来的好像是他们彼此之间相互残杀，然后通过这样的方式呢，使得他们消失了，也就意味着他们通过这样的方式都回到了自己各自的星球。
So Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two explanations why Krishna wanted them to be destroyed, to disappear.
沙帕帕呢也解释了有两个原因，为什么 Krishna 希望他们隐迹，希望他们消失。
You see, because they appear means they took birth in a family of devotees in a Yadu dynasty, so they took birth like ordinary conditioned souls. So in order to disappear, they have also to die like ordinary living entities.
因为他们的显现呢，是显现在了亚杜王朝。然后好像是一个就是普通的灵魂显现那样显现，那么这样呢也就意味着在他们离世的时候呢，他们也必须要像一个普通的人离世那样离开。
So externally it looks like they killed themselves, they died.
对，从外在来看呢，他们好像是互相残杀，然后他们就这么死了。
But it was just external thing, so they could go back to their abodes.
但是这只是外在，但实际上呢，他们通过这样的方式，他们可以回到他们自己本来的居所。
Krishna did not want them to remain after his departure.
Krishna 不希望在他的离开之后呢，继续留在这地球。
Because otherwise they would be too powerful.
因为他们要继续留在地球，他们的这个威力就太大了。
Because they were born in a family of Krishna, they would think that they were as powerful as Krishna, and they would probably misuse their power. So Krishna did not want that to happen.
因为呢，他们是出生在 Krishna 的家族，所以呢，他们就怕就是等 Krishna 走了以后呢，他们就会由于这个原因而非常的骄傲，然后呢，会引起一些骚乱，所以 Krishna 不希望这样的事情发生。
So if Krishna wants them to go, so he faked that fight, they created that illusory fight where they start fighting with each other and they kill each other, and they all died, all the Yadu dynasty died in that fight, except for Krishna and Balarama. Balarama was there, Balarama saw the whole thing happening.
所以呢，这个 Krishna 他就演出了这么一场戏，他就这个构成了这么一个虚幻的这种场景，使得所有的这些家族成员们呢，都因为醉酒而相互残杀，然后呢，就这么都死去了，所以他们就都离开了。那在这场这个混战之中呢，最后只剩下了 Krishna 和 Balarama。Balarama 当时在 ，Balarama 他看到了这一切。
And Balarama in the end manifested his Anantashesha form and then he disappeared.
然后最后呢，主 Balarama 呢，他是展现了他的 Anantashesha 的这个形象，然后消失了。
And Krishna disappeared by entering the forest.
那 Krishna 呢，是通过进入到森林消失。
Being so-called killed by a hunter.
那后来呢？被就是他的这个死呢，是一种所谓的被一个猎人杀死了。
So it was just a pretext to leave the material world.
那所以呢，这只是一个借口，以这样的一个借口离开了物质世界。
They came to the material world through apparent birth that everybody could notice, so they wanted to live also through apparent death, so everybody could think, oh, they took birth and they died, because we cannot translate that.
因为他们的显现呢，是一个就是显而易见的，就通过父母降生的这种显现，就像一个普通人的这种显现。所以呢，他们的这种离开也要必须要展现成是一个普通人的离世那样的离开。
So when the devotees hear about these pastimes, they understand that this is all the arrangement of the Lord, and the Lord does not take birth, and the Lord does not die, and the same with his associates, that they come either from the spiritual world or come even from the heavenly planets. They don't take really birth in this world. They don't really die in this world. It's just a pastime. For the devotees, it's like that. But for the non-devotees, it seems that they take birth and die. So they think, oh, it's just ordinary people. Krishna was just an ordinary person.
那么作为奉献者，当他们听到这样的消失故事的这个整个进展的时候呢，他是明白的，就是主 Krishna 他其实是没不需要通过这个投生的这种形式显现的，这只不过是他的消失光而已。而且呢，他的这些同游这些半神人们，他们也是来自于灵性世界，或者是来自于天堂星宿，他们也是不需要通过投生而出现的。所以这一切呢，都只不过是消失光的展示。但是呢，作为非奉献者，当他们读到这样的这个故事的时候呢，他们就会觉得，哦，那既然他们都是以普通的人的这样的形式出生，然后最后死去的话，那也就意味着他们都是普通人，没有什么特别的。
So Krishna's birth is not really birth. Krishna just appears, and when Krishna leaves, Krishna does not die. He just leaves in his original form.
但是其实呢，他的出生其实并不是一个出生，他只不过就是这么显现了。 那么当 Krishna 他隐寂的时候呢，也不是一个普通人的死亡，他只不过是通过这样的一个方式隐寂离开了而已。
But non-devotees, atheists, they think, oh, it took birth like any one of us. Also, it died like any one of us. So since they don't have faith, they think that Krishna is just an ordinary person.
但是呢，作为无神论者，作为非奉献者来说呢，他们就觉得哦 ，Krishna 就像我们这样被生了出来，然后又像我们这样，死去了。所以说呢，他不过就是一个普通的人而已，他没什么可特别的。所以呢，他们就不会对这件事有信心，不会对 Krishna 有信心。
Krishna can only be understood by his devotees.
Krishna 只有被他的奉献者才能够理解。
The faithless people can never understand Krishna.
对没有信心的人是永远都没有办法理解 Krishna 的。
And Krishna does not do anything that forces them to accept Krishna, because to accept Krishna should not be done by force.
但是 Krishna 他并没有做任何事情来强迫他们来接受他，因为接受 Krishna 不能够通过强迫来做到。
If Krishna displays his pastimes to the non-devotees, his potencies to the non-devotees in very far out way, then the non-devotees are going to be forced to accept the superiority of Krishna, not based on devotion, on love.
但如果是 Krishna, 他要是做一些事情来强迫这些非奉献者接受他的至尊性的话，那也就意味着他是强迫这些人来接受他的，而并不是通过爱来接受他的。
Yes, certainly Krishna manifests in this material world many, many astonishing phenomena, many things that human beings have difficulty to understand, but they think that it is, they can understand that there are some superior powers. So that's good, at least they understandthat behind this material phenomena, there are some very powerful beings.
那 Krishna 他在他其实他显现了一些非常的令人叹为观止的，非常的令人惊叹的一些奇事，然后使人家就使大家觉得呢，他是具有超能量的人。所以说这也挺好的，因为至少呢，让大家觉得有这样的超能量的存在。
But this is based on fear, awe, you know.
但是这个是基于恐惧以及基于敬畏的。
It's not based on love.
并不是基于爱的。
So Krishna does not force us to accept him.
对 Krishna 他是不会强迫我们去接受他的。
It has to come from our own desire to accept Krishna by trying to understand him.
那接受 Krishna 呢，必须要通过我们自己本真所发出来的愿望，通过想要努力的想要去理解他而接受他。
That's why when non-devotees they read this, these are ordinary people. They all died, you know, all this family of Krishna. They say they're special, but they all died.And look, Krishna. Krishna was killed by a hunter. He also died.
对呢，这些奉献者，非奉献者，当他读到这些信息的时候，他们就会说：“哦，你看看这些人，他们不也就像普通人这样死了吗？他们都这么死，被杀死了。而且 Krishna 他也就这么死了，他被一个猎人给杀死了。
It's like magicians. Magicians can show things in front of us.That is not real, but we think is real.
但是那就像是魔术师，魔术师可以在我们面前变戏法儿，这些变法戏法呢，让我们感觉这都是真的，但其实并不是真的。
They perform tricks, illusory tricks.
他们是在进行一些幻觉的戏法儿。
So Krishna is the most.Is the most expert in creating illusory tricks.
对 Krishna 呢，他是最精于进行幻觉的戏法的表演的人。
So yes, Krishna does not involve himself directly with activities of this material world, but he keeps eye on everything. He keeps is witness of everything.
Krishna, 他不会直接的卷入在这物质活动物质世界的一切活动中，但是呢，他站在所有的这些活动的背后，他在观察着这一切。
The material world is just moving to satisfy the desires of the conditioned souls, because the material world is created for to satisfy the independent desires of the individual souls.
这个物质世界它的运转呢，就是为了要满足个体灵魂的就是这个受条件限制灵魂的那各自的这个欲望。那么这个物质世界它的创造就是为了去满足这些受条件限制的灵魂的愿望的。
So Arjuna, Maharaj Parikshit wants to know more about these things, the activities of Krishna in this material world, particularly about the material creation by the Lord.
所以说呢，帕克希特王他就希望能够了解更多这方面的话题，他希望能够了解比 Krishna 在物质世界的更多的活动的行为，以及他特别想知道就是主他创造这个物质世界相关的信息。
Because the conditioned souls in this material world, they don't have experience of Krishna himself.
因为呢，物质在这物质世界的这些受条件限制的灵魂，他们并没有亲自的体验过和 Krishna 之间的关系。
Even us as aspiring devotees, we don't have an experience of Krishna.
比如说，就像我们这些想要成为奉献者的准奉献者们，我们也没有和 Krishna 有直接的体验。
But we have an experience of Krishna's external energy.
但是呢，我们却体验了主 Krishna 的外在的能量。
And we know that this external energy is Krishna's energy.
而且我们也知道，这个外在能量呢，就是 Krishna 的能量。
We know that this material creation is conducted by Krishna, even though Krishna is not involved in every aspect of it.
而且呢，我们也知道这个物质世界呢是由 Krishna 他所创造出来的。虽然说 Krishna 他并没有亲自的卷入方方面面。
But we have experience of this material creation.
但是呢，我们却能够体验到这个物质的创造。
We are within this material creation.
因为我们就身在这物质创造其中。
And we are very much affected by this material energy.
而且呢，我们也非常深的被这物质能量所影响。
So, but we understand that behind everything there is Krishna who is witnessing everything and making sure that everything happens according to very, very clear laws, very clear, in a very clear system.
但是我们知道，在这背后的一切呢，是 Krishna 他在监督着，而且呢，是 Krishna 他确保了所有的一切都是在有序的进行中，在这个物质自然的律法中进行的。
We should never think that things are going out of control.
真的，我们永远都不要想这个事情它会失去控制。
Yes, they go out of our control. That's for sure, but not out of Krishna's control.
那有一件事是非常确定的，就是所有的事情呢，他们都不是在我们的控制之中，但是呢，永远都是在 Krishna 的控制之中的。
Conditioned souls in this material world, they come here because they want to be independent from Krishna.
物质受条件限制的灵魂来到这个物质世界的原因是由于他想独立 Krishna 而存在。
And they want to develop the same characteristics of Krishna, being the controllers, being the masters, being the enjoyers.
那他们而且希望呢让自己变得像和 Krishna 的状态一样，就是呢也希望自己能够成为控制者，能够成为主人，能够成为享受者。
But in so many ways, Krishna has been showing the conditioned souls that they are not in control.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他以各种各样的方式向受条件限制的灵魂展现，根本就没有办法，受条件限制的灵魂根本就没有办法控制。
Like now, this this little bug that practically you cannot see is totally controlling everyone, and everyone is totally controlled by this thing. But it's going to be a time they're going to find a vaccine and they're going to be in control, and they're going to say, wow, we are in control. But something else is going to happen, and always things are happening that are totally out of our control.
就比如说现在这个看不见摸不着的这个小病毒就把所有人都给钳制住了，那当然它是会有一个时间限制的，最终呢还是会有疫苗研究出来，然后呢这个小病毒呢就会被控制住。那当这个疫苗被研究出来以后呢，人们就会在想，看我们终于把它给控制住了。但是呢在之后还会有其他的事情在发生，然后导致呢我们依然是没有办法去控制他们的。
嗯，So we are totally under the control of material energy.
对呢，我们是在完全的物质能量的控制之下的。
Means we are under the control of Krishna because this material energy does not act independently.
那其实也就意味着我们是在 Krishna 的控制之下的，因为这个物质能量呢，它不会自己独立的去行事。
So if we understand our material creation.Is manifested and now is maintained by Krishna, is controlled by Krishna, then we can have an experience of Krishna through his material energy.
对，如果我们要是知道这个物质创造是怎么发生的，然后它是如何在 Krishna 的控制之下，在 Krishna 的维系之下的话，那其实呢，我们就能够体验到有 Krishna 的存在。是通过体验到 Krishna 的外在能量而体验到它的。
That's why material energy, material creation is very important for us.
所以呢，主的物质能量对于我们来说也是非常重要的。
Yes, and the first two, three cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam deal with material creation.
而在圣严伯达瓦坛的前三篇里面讲的都是物质创造。
We should not jump over these first cantos and go into immediately try to enjoy Krishna's pastimes with his devotees in Vrindavan.
对呢，我们就不能够跳过这些物质创造的这些篇章，直接去阅读 Sri Krishna 在 Vrindavan 和他的奉献者的消失光的这些篇章。
We will not understand those pastimes.
因为我们没有办法去理解那些消失光。
So first we have to understand where we are and why we are here and how this material creation comes about.
那首先呢，我们先要知道我们在什么地方，我们为什么会在这儿，以及呢这个物质创造是怎么发生的。
How can you be unaffected by this material energy?
以及我们如何能够不被这物质能量所影响。
And then when you become totally unaffected by material energy and become totally affected directly by Krishna's internal energy, then yes, we can appreciate Krishna's pastimes.
就是当你不再被 Krishna 的外在能量所影响，而被 Krishna 的内在能量所直接影响的时候，这会儿我们再去看 Krishna 的消失光的时候呢，我们就能够理解了。
嗯。So that's why sometimes devotees, oh, I've been practiced for already so many years, but I still have so much pain, I still have suffered so much.
所以为什么有的时候奉献者都已经习练了好多年了，依然还会说呢，我怎么还这么多痛苦呢？我怎么还这么受苦呢？
Because we are still identified with our material bodies.
所以我们依然还在认同我们这具物质的躯体。
We still anchor to enjoy this material energy.
我们依然还渴望着去享受着物质能量。
We still think we are in control.
我们依然认为我们是控制者，我们是能够控制的。
Only when we accept very clearly, we really accept in fact that Krishna is the supreme controller, the supreme master, and the enjoyer of everything,Only at that stage we can become peaceful.
只有当我们接受了 Krishna, 他是唯一的至尊的控制者，以及至尊的主人和至尊的享乐者的时候，这会儿我们才能够真正达到内心的平和。
And when we experience that peace, then yes, we can be happy.
那么当我们能够体验到这一点的时候，那我们也就能够变得快乐了。
But until we still think, we still act like we are in control and we are the enjoyer, then we will remain controlled by this material energy, very much affected by this material energy.
但是如果我们要是依然认为自己是控制者，而且自己是享乐者的话，那我们就依然还是会被这个物质能量所控制，而且呢，我们会非常的被这个物质能量所影响的。
It's not like we hear these things, oh, Krishna is the supreme controller, the supreme master, the enjoyer of everything. Oh, I am conditioned soul, I am affected by this material energy, I'm not the controller. But we only take this knowledge theoretically, but we don't do anything, we don't practice seriously, then nothing changes. It's just we know, but nothing really changes in our lives.
但是如果我们要是只是从理论上去理解了 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者、至尊的享乐者以及至尊的主人，那我是一个受条件限制的灵魂，我是被控制的，我也是就是受到限制的。那如果我是只是从理论上去理解这一点，而不去做任何的习练的实际的活动的话，那其实不会有任何的改变的。
Like we all know when we hear from the very beginning.That we join this society, we hear we are not these bodies.
比如说，当我们大家在刚刚加入到这个运动中的时候呢，我们大家都听到了，我们不是这具躯体。
And when somebody has a problem, we say, "Don't worry so much. You are not this body."
然后呢，当有人有问题的时候呢，你就会说，哎，别太担心，你不是这具躯体。
But when we get seriously sick, we become these bodies.
但是当你变得就是很病得很厉害的时候，你真的就变成了这具躯体了。
It's just Krishna indicating that we are still very much affected by this body. We are not liberated from these bodies.
这就是 Krishna 在向我们告诉我们，我们依然还是非常被这具躯体所影响的。我们并没有从这具躯体的这个局限性的状态中解脱出来。
Means it's a warning that we should practice better, more and better.And become more identified as servants of Krishna, acting only for Krishna's pleasure.
对呢，这样的情况也就是 Krishna 他给我们提出的一个警告，要让我们更好的去修习，让自己更好的去认为自己是 Krishna 的仆人，然后呢，要更好的去做服务。
No, we are not the controllers, and we are not the enjoyers.
对呢，我们并不是控制者，我们也不是享乐者。
We can only pretend to do that.
我们只能装着自己是控制者和享乐者。
And material energy sometimes allow us to pretend.
而这物质能量呢，有的时候呢，就允许我们去假装。
But oftentimes material energy gives lots of trouble.
但是大多数的情况下，物质能量会给我们制造很多的麻烦。
It's like when the cat catches a mouse.
那你比如说像是猫在抓耗子
They don't kill the mouse immediately.
那么当猫抓到耗子以后呢，它不会把耗子立刻杀死。
The cats like to play with the mouse.
猫呢就喜欢和耗子玩。
So they catch and then they release and the mouse thinks that it's free and then catches again.
那这个猫把耗子逮着了以后呢，然后它又把耗子给放了，然后耗子就以为自己自由了。但是呢，猫一口一口把它再抓回来。
The mouse keeps always the cat keeps always the mouse under control.
那这猫呢，它其实始终是把这个耗子置于它的掌控之中。
But sometimes the mouse think it can escape, is free now, is going to escape.
但是猫，像这耗子，就有时候就会在想啊，我现在终于自由了，我可以跑了。
But again, the cat poof with a hand catches him.
但是呢，这猫立刻用它的爪子把它给抓了回来。
So we are like the mouse in the hands of the cat.
所以我们现在其实就是在猫的爪子底下的耗子。
Sometimes it thinks we are independent, we can do what we like, but in the next moment, poof.
那有的时候
energy is catching us.
那有的时候呢，我们就觉得，哎呀，我是这个自由的，然后呢，我可以把这事儿给控制好。但其实呢，下一步这个物质能量又把我们给抓回来了。
So this external energy of the Lord is a personal energy of the Lord is very powerful. Nobody can surmount it.
所以说呢，这外在能量呢，其实是主的这物质能量是主的外在能量，它是非常的强大的，没有任何一个人能够超越这物质能量。
Okay, we stop here.
那我们讲课这一部分呢，就先到这儿。
Any other questions or comments?
那看看有没有任何的问题和答案，再和这个评述。I said, so far there is no question. Then, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, 对不起啊，因为大家现在还没有提出问题，我就插这个空，请教阿叔一个问题。We are not this body.We always, you know, has been told like that. And then we have been practicing that as we're now this body. But, when we actually been really be bothered by the, physical situations of this body, how to really do to realize that we're now this body and to continuously to do better service. And just now you said that, we need to, you know, this is like a kind of warning.Just to let us know that is, we need to try better, that is all we are the servant. So, you know, what to do
Well, once in, okay, translate.
我向阿叔请教一个小问题，就是刚才说呢，我们不是这具躯体。但是呢，当我们真正的被这个躯体的这个痛苦所折磨的时候呢，我们就完全的认同了自己是一具躯体。那刚才阿叔说呢，这其实对于我们来说是一个警告，就是要让我们更加意识到自己并不是自由的，自己要更加的去休息，然后呢去做服务，认为自己是一个小仆人。那我就请问阿叔，那在这样的一种情况下，如何才能够真正的愉悦在身体中的这种痛苦，然后呢，真正的去做到自己不是这具躯体，如何才能够真正的去意识到这一点呢
？Well, one thing that we become more humble.
那么其中的一方面呢，就是机会让我们变得更加的谦卑。
Because we understand that this material energy is very powerful and we are powerless.
因为我们就理解了这个物质能量，它是非常的强悍的，而我们自己呢是。完全无力的。
And we develop more eagerness, more intense eagerness to really, really get out of this material existence by engaging more in devotional service to Krishna.
那然后呢？这样呢，就可以让我们通过从事更多的对 Krishna 的奉爱服务，然后呢，让自己产生更强烈的这种愿望。We develop the more eagerness to be away from this situation, right?
No, and to engage more, and the way to get rid of this situation is to engage more sincerely in Krishna's service.
Okay, 就是那么就是通过为 Krishna 做更多的非常的真诚的认真的服务，然后让自己摆脱这样的状态。
Because we have the understanding. The understanding has been there. We have been hearing for so many years.
因为我们有这样的理解，就是这个理解已经在那儿，因为我们已经听这个教导听了这么多年的时间了。
We just don't take it seriously.
但我们只是没有把它听进去，没有认真对待。
So in moments of suffering, we realize that we really have to take it seriously because...We are still very much affected by this material energy.
所以呢，就是当我们处在很艰难的时刻的时候，也就意味着我们意识到了要很认真的去对待这个教导，因为我们这会就意识到了我们依然是在物质能量的控制之下的。
So difficulties force us to become more serious, more introspective. to really understand how the reality of our situation and to become more serious in our commitments to serve Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas, because we know there is no other hope.
那么当人遇到困境的时候呢，这是让我们变得更加的认真的时候，而且呢，也是让我们变得自省的时候，让我们真正的去警醒我们现在所处在的这种处境，然后呢，让自己要更深的去意识到我们要更好的去服务Guru、服务Vaishnava，然后呢，才因为除了这一点之外呢，别的是没有任何希望的。
We understand that what we are suffering because we have knowledge, we understand that whatever we are suffering is the result of our past misdeeds.
而且我们也知道了，就是我们现在所受的一切的苦呢，全部都是由于我们之前所做的错事而导致的。
And now we understand that this gives us so much pain and we pray to Krishna to not again engage in those type of wrong activities and be more absorbed by His mercy, be more absorbed in His loving service.
而我们现在呢，就是通过这种苦痛呢，使得我们可以向Krishna去进行更深刻的这种祈祷，祈祷着祈祷他使我们能够不会再去犯之前的这个错误，然后呢，让自己更加的沉醉在对Krishna的服务之中。
And by having this humble and submissive attitude, we can actually be able to tolerate our suffering.
那么当我们处在这样的很谦卑的心境，谦卑的和恭顺的这种心境之下的时候，就使得我们可以更好的去忍受正在受的苦。Because
we know there's nobody else to be blamed besides ourselves.
因为我们知道除了自己之外，没有其他的人可以去指责。
It's our response. We have to take a responsibility for our suffering.
对呢，我们就必须要自己去为自己所受的苦负责。
So certainly, it renders us much more humble.
所以说呢，就是所处在的这种状态呢，毫无疑问，它会让我们变得更加的谦卑。
We are not in control. Definitely not.
而且呢，我们不是控制者，我们没有控制住。
And we should not pretend to be the enjoyers, because when we act with that attitude, then karma will respond to us.
而且呢，我们也不能够假装自己是享乐者，因为当我们处于自己是享乐者的这种态度的时候，karma一定是会来抓住我们的。
And I will be suffering again like I am suffering now.
那然后呢，如果是那样的话呢，那就导致了我们还会再次的受到痛苦的折磨，就好像我们现在正在受的苦。So
actually the moments, oftentimes the moments of distress and pain are, they act as an impetus, for our more surrender to Krishna.
所以说呢，通常来说，沮丧也好，还有痛苦也好，受苦也好，它其实都是让我们变得更加的臣服于Krishna的动力。So
it's helpful. It's not that we are not in a position of great devotees like Kunti to pray that more pain may more pain come so I can remember you, my Lord. No, we don't pray to have more pain. We are not in that at that level. We don't pray for pain, for suffering, but if pain and suffering comes, we should not deny it, or you should not try to just get rid of it by artificial means. We know that this is Krishna's giving a pinch. Krishna gave me a pinch to make me more serious.
我们现在呢，其实并没有处在一个伟大的奉献者的状态，比如说像困体皇后那样，所以我们不需要像困体皇后那样去祈祷，希望我能亲爱的主Krishna，希望我能有更多的苦或者之前那种苦能够重新再来，这样我就一直能够在一起。所以我们不要这样去祈祷，但是呢，当我们在这个痛苦到来的时候。 我们这会儿要能够理解，这是 Krishna 在掐我们一下，在给我们一个这个警告，所以呢，就让我们要变得更加的认真。
嗯，okay, there's a question from cafeteria.
Yeah. Two questions from her. The first question from cafeteria Prabhu 是一个个灵魂。一个个体灵魂，一个个体灵魂会分开吗？我们的灵魂会不会分为两个，进入不同的物质躯体里？比如一半进入男人的躯体，一半进入女人的躯体。Her question
no,
is
the soul cannot not be divided. The soul cannot be cutted. The soul cannot be fragmented.
这个灵魂是不可能被分开的，也不可能被切碎的。
Tell him to read Bhagavad Gita second chapter from text 12 until 30.
请您阅读《博伽梵歌》第二章的第十二到第三十节。
Text.Yeah, the companions of Krishna, when they come with Krishna, come in their own eternal form. But that eternal form may be covered to our eyes by external form.
Sorry, Ashu, you're still answering the question, or...
Yes, I'm answering the next question.
You're sorry.
I don't need you.
Bye bye. Sorry. Ashu 已经在回答他的 theory 的。
Oh, you have to read. You have to read the question. Yes, sorry, sorry.
I still need、
yes.
to read the question.
Okay.
不好意思，不好意思，阿叔因为现在已经会读中文了，所以不需要翻译了。这个阿叔现在回答是咖啡第二妈的记得第二个问题啊，主来到地球时，他的同游也来，他的同游是以原来的灵性身体来的，还是要接受一个肉身呢 ？Please go ahead, 阿叔。
Yes, oftentimes they reverse the even external body that seems made of material energy, so we can see, we can watch them, we can see, but.That is just putting a mask over your real body, but they use material energy in the service of the Lord. They spiritualize material energy, but they have to use material energy, otherwise the.Common individual souls in this world could not see them, could not hear them, could not perceive them. So they reverse themselves of the material form, but they are not conditioned by that material form. And we cannot really consider it a material form because they transform the material energy into spiritual energy. But to our eyes, yes, it looks like a material form.
是这样的，就是主的同游他来到这个地球的时候呢，他为了要让我们能够看到他以及能够见到他所进行的这个活动，他呢就必须要以一个物质能量所构成的一个物质躯体显现在众人的面前。所以呢他是但是呢然后呢他需要通过这个物质躯体来对主进行服务。但是呢他的这种物质躯体呢又不是真正的那种物质躯体，但是呢是能够见到的。如果他是没有这个物质躯体的话，那他是没有办法被见到，没有办法被听到，没有办法被感知到的。所以呢他就是一种物质躯体。
Sometimes may take on a different form of their original form, a form made of material energy, but it's not material energy anymore because.They are using it only for Krishna's service, so it's spiritual. But to our eyes, to the common people's eyes, yes, it looks like a material form.
而且呢，就是他从就是我们普通人眼里面看到的呢，它是一个物质形象。 而且呢是由物质能量所构成的，让我们能够看到它。但实际上呢，它是用这个物质能量所构成的这个物质躯体在为主从事服务。所以说呢，它这具躯体已经灵性化了，其实并不是一个普通意义的物质躯体。
You see, because we see through our material eyes.
因为我们是通过我们的物质的眼睛来看。
We, through our material eyes, we can only see gross material energy.
对呢，因为我们是物质的眼睛，所以我们只能看到粗糙的能量。
So those persons who saw the associates of the Lord and the Lord, they saw what their eyes could see. They saw material forms. That's what they saw.
嗯，那么就是
those souls that were there when Krishna comes with his companions, when they see this, the Krishna's associates or Krishna himself,They see material forms because they can only see with their material energy, with their gross eyes.
Yeah. 就是当 Krishna 和他的同游们一起来的时候，那些能够看到他们的人只能够通过他们的物质的眼睛看到他们的物质的形象。
So they can only see gross forms. So to them,It appears that they have a body made of external energy, but in reality they do not have.
所以说呢，因为他们只能够看到这个物质的形象，那所以对于他们来说呢，这好像是由这个物质的能量所展现出来的这个物质形象，但是其实他们并不是这个物质的形象。
So they don't really accept a physical material body. It seems like that.But it's not real.
那么这些人呢，他们看起来好像是有一个物质的躯体，但其实并不是，并不是物质的躯体，只是看似是真的。
Because they are coming to play a pastime with the Lord. So they put, like a person is going to play on a drama. The person puts on a particular costume. You are playing the part of the queen. You dress yourself as a queen.And the clothes and the thing, everything, you look like a queen. When people look at you, oh, it's a queen. Look, but a person who knows you say, no, I know, it's an Akeli, it's not a queen. No, you know who is the person, but is apparently what we see is what the person looks like to us at that time for a performance. So they came for a performance of Krishna's pastime.So they disguise themselves in particular ways that common people could not identify them.
这些同游们他们来和他们和 Krishna 一起来是为了和 Krishna 一起来上演这消时光，那就好像是来演一个戏一样。那他们在这个戏里面呢要扮演角色，在扮演这个角色的时候呢，他们就必须要穿上他们各自扮演的这个角色的戏服，那就好像我们穿上这个扮演皇后扮演国王穿上这个戏服之后呢，就让人认不出来本来的这个样子了，但其实脱下这个戏服之后呢还是自己。所以说呢就是这个从这个世俗的人看起来呢只能够看到他们所扮演的这个角色的样子，而没有办法看到他们自己本真的这个身份。
嗯。So knowledge, only with knowledge we can understand who they are.
对呢，只有通过知识，我们才能够真正的理解他们的本来的身份。
With our eyes, our eyes filled with ignorance, we can only see material energy.
但是呢，我们的如果是以这种无知的视域去看的，我们只能看到的是物质的能量。
Okay, next question.
刚刚仰慕那么的几你们阿叔请问怎样理解 Krishna 显现在物质世界而不是物质污染。阿叔 please ask my member of obeisances how to understand that Lord Krishna appeared in this material world but not be contaminated by this material.
We can only understand by hearing from the scriptures and the spiritual masters and accept.With faith, we don't have any realization of that initially.
那在最开始的时候呢，我们对此是没有任何的觉悟的，所以我们只能够怀着信心， 去通过经典，通过灵性导师的讲述去理解。
But then when we hear about Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities, Krishna performed uncommon superhuman activities that no living entity in this world can perform.
但是慢慢的我们就真正理解了 Krishna 他所从事的这个超人的活动，在这个物质世界的人们是没有办法去进行他所进行的这些活动的。
And Krishna gave us the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita that can completely transform our hearts, and that knowledge no human being can conceive.
而Krishna 他用佛家梵歌赐予我们知识，然后这样的知识呢可以彻底改变我们，而这样的知识呢是普通的人是没有办法去理解的。
So Krishna he performed many extraordinary things that humanly impossible.
对呢。那 Krishna 呢他是从事了很多的令人惊叹的奇事，那么普通的人呢是没有办法去理解的。
So he can only understand Krishna by hearing from his devotees, by reading the scriptures.
所以呢，我们只能够通过Krishna 的奉献者的讲解以及阅读经典来理解 Krishna。
Otherwise, yes, like atheists, they think Krishna is just an ordinary human being.
否则的话呢，我们就只能像无神论者那样认为 Krishna 就是一个普通人了。
Okay, next question from Chaitanya Charan Das Prabhu.
Chaitanya Charan Das Prabhu. Hare Krishna, 顶白阿叔，谢谢翻译和主持。帕帕德说，他很小的时候，加尔各答遭到了瘟疫的攻击。当时人们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀就把瘟疫赶走了。我们知道 Krishna 的圣名和 Krishna 是没有区别的，所以很容易就理解。现在 Mayapu 也受到了新冠病毒的攻击，人们不断的在唱诵，可还是感染了病毒，怎样去理解？Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, dear Ashu. Prabhupada said that when he was a very young boy in Calcutta, there was an epidemic about the virus. However, people chant Hare Krishna mantra in this way to chase away of this epidemic. We also know that the holy name and Lord Krishna are the same. There was no differences between them. So we can understand that why this is, can be doable. However, right now in Mayapur, there also has been attacked by this COVID-19, and the devotees are continuously of chanting Hare Krishna, but the virus is still there and the people are continuously to be infected. So how to understand this?
We don't use the holy names to deal with material things.
And
they,
我们不用圣名去处理物质的事物。
Material things happen according to material, material laws, and we don't use the holy name to counteract these things.
那这个物质的事情呢，它是由于物质的事情是在物质的律法的控制下发生的，但我们不会用圣名去处理、去解脱、去中和这样的情况。
We don't chant the holy names to be free from disease, free from pain. We chant the holy names to please Krishna.
但我们念诵圣名呢，不是为了要摆脱病痛，我们念诵圣名呢，是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
Yes, they used the holy names and they got rid of that epidemic in Calcutta many years ago. But does that mean that's the way we should use the holy names for?
那么当然了，在很多年以前呢，是在加尔各答的瘟疫是通过圣名的唱诵被驱赶走了，但这并不意味着这是我们运用圣名的方式。
No, the holy names is meant to liberate our consciousness from being affected by material energy to make us turn us into pure devotees of the Lord. This is the purpose of the holy name, not to cure diseases.
那么圣名呢，它是为了要让我们恢复我们的知觉，让我们摆脱我们所受条件限制的这种状态，然后呢，让我们恢复对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。圣名它并不是为了要来治疗疾病的。
Don't worry, Krishna gave them intelligence to create this virus by their misusing of material energy. And Krishna will also give them intelligence to get the treatment for this virus.
那 Krishna 呢，创造出了这个病。Sorry, Krishna gave them the intelligence to create this virus for the.
Yes, yes, by misusing material energy.
But who is them?
Yeah, people, materialistic people.
Okay, 那么 Krishna 给了 okay, Krishna 给了这个物质。Gay
woman, okay, gay woman.
给我们。 那 Krishna 给了我们智慧，让我们创造出了这个病毒来应对我们之前所做的这个措施。那么 Krishna 他也会给我们这个智慧，让我们能够找到驱赶这个病毒的方法。
But we continue misusing material energy. When you continue creating material energy, you continue creating these horrible things.
但是呢，如果我们要是不断的去运用这个物质能量，不断的去创造可怕的事情。So
we misuse material energy. These things come, and Krishna then let us find this temporary solution.
但是由于我们呢，不断的在错用这个物质能量，但是呢 ，Krishna 他也让我们临时的能够找到一些解决问题的方法。
We should not think that chanting of the holy names is like a ritualistic activity performed for some material purpose.
但是我们不能够认为唱诵圣名它是一个每日必行的一个仪式性的活动，然后呢是为了要去解决一些物质的问题，或者为一些物质。
What happened? The devotees were performing kirtan to purify the. The individual souls were affected, and others were suffering because of that. So, because it was a good opportunity to perform sankirtan, they didn't perform sankirtan really with the intention to overcome the plague. But it not just came; the plague was overruled. But this plague is also going to be overruled eventually.
那么就是这个人们他进行 kirtan 的这个圣名的唱诵的时候呢，是为了整个是为了净化整个的这个氛围，而并不是要想着要去要让他去驱赶走这个病毒。但是他最终呢是把这个病毒给驱赶走了。We
are not going to chant the holy names to not die, to not get disease. These things are part of the material existence.
那所以说我们不会因为唱诵圣名而让自己免除于死亡或者免除疾病。 因为这些呢，都是在物质存在中必须要发生的事情。We
chant the holy names to go back to Krishna.
那我们念诵圣名呢，是为了让自己回到 Krishna 的身边。To
leave this material world.
为了要离开这物质世界。Material
world is a place of death.
那物质世界它本来就是一个死亡之地。If
it's not this virus, it's so many other ways you can die.
那如果要是不是因为有这病毒的话呢，还有其他的各种各样的死亡的方式。So
we don't chant the holy names for material purpose.
那所以呢，我们不是因为为了物质的原因去念诵圣名。Of
course, if a devotee is affected and we still the devotee to remain, we may pray to the Lord to cure him. But we know if he's not supposed to be cured, he's supposed to leave his body. He will leave his body.
当然了，当奉献者受到感染之后呢，我们要向主祈祷，能够治愈这位奉献者。但是呢，如果要是这位奉献者，他就是命数已到了，他如果要是必须要离开了的话呢，那其实他也就必须得离开了。Next
question.
那么无秀红妈她记，顶巴拉树的莲花族，顶拜奉献者们，Hare Krishna，感恩您精彩的讲课。我们原初都在灵性世界，是因为犯错了才投生到地球来受苦。 想此生回归灵性世界，来到圣主 Krishna 的身边，可以达成人生目标吗 ？Also, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet and my very humble obeisances to all the devotees. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. We are originally from the spiritual world, but because we committed some mistakes, so we have been born in this earth planet to suffer. So in this case, if we want to go back to the spiritual world, if we want to go back to Lord Krishna, can we reach that goal in this lifetime?
Yes. In a moment, Srila Prabhupada said.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢, 我们在片刻之间就有可能达到这人生目标。
We just need to be really very sincere.
但是呢, 我们需要变得非常的认真, 真诚。
Completely sincere.
要完全的真诚。
No other motivations.
不要有任何其他的动机。
So if because that is very difficult to do, we have to practice to come to that level of consciousness.
但是呢,这是很难做到的,所以呢,我们必须要通过习练才能够达到这个层面的知觉。
So we practice to become very sincere, to become totally dedicated to Krishna's service, loving service, and then Krishna can take us away immediately.
那所以说呢,我们要习练着让自己变得非常的致力于其中,然后呢,让自己变得非常的真诚的去为主Krishna做奉来服务,那然后这样 Krishna 他就能够把我们带走。
Yeah, so we have to become really very sincere, completely sincere.
对呢,我们就让自己变得非常非常的真诚,完全的真诚。
That's why we practice.
那这也是我们为什么要习练的原因。Practice,
practice, practice will make us perfect.
那我们就练了,练了,练了,练了,然后这样就能让我们变得完美。But
good practice.
但是呢,得好好练。So
we have to be very, work very honestly, very sincerely, try to achieve that level of consciousness.
对呢,我们要非常的 认真的,非常的这个,在知觉中的去练习,然后呢,让自己努力的达到那个层面的知觉。
By understanding first that we are still very much contaminated by this material energy.
那首先我们要理解的是呢,我们现在依然还很被这物质能量所污染。
And take responsibility for our suffering.
而且呢,我们要为自己的苦痛而负责。
Don't blame anyone.
不要斥责, 就是不要去抱怨任何人。
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Special thank you to Dana Kelly, Sati, Matajis.
特别的感谢Sati Mataji 和Dana Kelly.
To give us this opportunity to associate.
给我们这样一个机会能够在一起联谊。 So Ashu, here is one more question. From 小白 Mataji, 顶班阿叔,物质世界有物质世界的律法,怎么理解物质问题是用灵性来解决? Ashu, in the material world, there is a law to follow in this material world. So how do I understand that using the spiritual solution to solve the material issues?
Because that's the problem. We are identified with this material world without it. We are because of that we are stuck by the material laws. But the solution is a spiritual solution, is to get out of this material world. We cannot change the laws of the material world. We can only leave this material world, means become act under the protection of Krishna, and then we become free from the laws of the material world.
那这其实也就是这个问题,问题就在于,我们在这个物质世界是会受到这个物质律法的钳制的,所以说呢,我们是没有办法改变这个物质世界的这个律法,所以说呢,我们唯一的方法就是要离开这个物质世界,然后呢,要让自己脱离在 Krishna的这个保护之下。
So means take shelter of Krishna. By taking shelter of Krishna, we can free from this material energy.
那也就是说呢,我们要在 Krishna的保护之下,因为只有在 Krishna的保护之下,我们才能够摆脱这物质的能量。
Suddenly your voice became more clear because somehow or other you got closer to the microphone.
You mean now? Finally?
Yeah, right now, right now, your voice become more clear.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, so it's the transcendental energy acting.
Yeah, 阿叔说整个这节课我的声音都不是特别的清楚，然后呢，现在突然之间呢就变得清楚了。我说我啥也没做啊，那公主说可能就是因为有这个超然的能量的影响，导致的这个声音突然清楚了。Jai
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
阿叔吉祥，白坤的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感恩 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的这么好的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢 Sati Maharaj， 祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日 ，Hare Krishna。